VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Operations at the Hong Kong airport returned to normal Wednesday after a judge granted an interim order to limit anti-government protests that crippled one of the world's busiest air hubs for 2 days and sparked frantic clashes between demonstrators and riot police. Meanwhile, the U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton told VOA that China should show restraint in its handling of the protests in Hong Kong.
And I think what the United States expects at a minimum is that China will uphold the treaty agreement it made with the United Kingdom when Hong Kong was handed back to China, the commitment for one country but two systems.
President Trump tweeted late Wednesday that China should treat Hong Kong humanely. U.S. and European stock markets plunged sharply Wednesday as key economic indicators signaled the possibility of a global recession in the next year. AP Sagarmagani.
It's called a yield curve inversion, a market phenomenon showing yields on 2- and 10-year Treasury notes inverted early today. That means investors want more in return for short-term government bonds than for long-term ones. It's a significant indicator investors have lost faith in the economy's soundness. Inversions like this have preceded the last 9 recessions going back to 1955. But Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says don't panic.
There's no reason for anyone to lose any sleep or buy canned goods,
saying the economy will not grow forever. It's just a question of when a downturn arrives.
And that could easily be more than a year off.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump renewed his attacks on the Federal Reserve and its chairman, Jay Powell, whom Trump appointed. He said, China is not our problem. Our problem is with the Fed. Trump tweeted this, blaming clueless Jay Powell, in his words, and the Federal Reserve. This is VOA News. A Spanish rescue ship is headed to Italy's island after an Italian